The pressure on China from human rights groups keeps mounting this Olympic year. Today, a group of writers from the Pan American Center added their call to the chorus. The writers delivered a letter to China's United Nations mission in New York. The letter demands the immediate release of 39 Chinese writers and journalists who are believed to be in prison because they exercise their right to freedom of expression. One of those who delivered the letter is the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Edward Albee. And Mr. Albee, you've just handed in the petition at the Chinese mission to the UN. What kind of reception did you get there?
Absolutely none. We arrived at the mission with our letter. We rang the doorbell for about 10 minutes, and nobody showed up. And so we just stuck it under the door and got photographed and left. It was not as much fun as it should have been.
Is this the kind of episode you were expecting?
I've learned to expect an awful lot. I've been a member of the Freedom to Write Committee of International Pen, of the New York branch, American branch, for 45 years. And over the years, we've done a lot of protesting in front of a lot of missions and embassies and carried a lot of placards and delivered an awful lot of protests. And one expects a certain initial indifference, if not hostility, of course, from repressive governments.
Now, the petition demands a release of 39 writers and journalists who are believed to have been jailed for exercising their right to free speech. Tell me about one or two of these writers and what they have done to actually land in jail.
Well, first of all, let me say that there are two reasons why we are protesting this. One is that the Chinese government itself agreed that there would be no arrest or detention of journalists during the period of the Olympics. And since they were violating their own scheme, we were not amused by that. Also, it is the policy of the Freedom to Write Committee of Penn to be in complete opposition to any repression of journalists or writers. We consider this absolutely vital to the survival of culture.
That pretty well sketches out why you and the other members of Penn delivered this petition. Tell me about one of the people who have been jailed, one of the Chinese people, writers who've been jailed.
Well, for example, there's Hu Jia. He's a freelance reporter and civil rights, environmental, and AIDS activist. He was arrested December 27th, 2007, on suspicion of, quote, inciting subversion of state power. The Chinese government has so many justifications for arresting journalists, among them giving off state secrets and fomenting rebellion against the status quo. So, you know, under those rules, you could arrest a four-year-old kid for peeing on the street.
Are those kind of the broad strokes by which a lot of these 39 writers and journalists were believed to have...
Indeed, yes. But I have found this to be basically the procedure in any totalitarian or autocratic society. But they don't get terribly specific about things until trial. And trial quite often happens a long, long time after arrest.
Do you think this kind of petition makes an impression on the Chinese, the government?
Well, the Chinese do not like to lose face. And if they are embarrassed in front of the world, perhaps they lose face. Of course, their reaction to the situation in Tibet when they lost face was to be even more repressive. So you never quite know how protest is going to be reacted in a society like the Chinese government. You know, they may pull off, and yet they may even get tougher. It's very hard to say.
Edward Albee, why did you get personally involved with this campaign?
Well, as I say, I've been involved with the Freedom of Write Committee of Penn for 45 years because I've been fully aware for a very, very long time that the first people who are silenced in any diminishment of democracy are journalists and creative writers. I keep worrying about this right here at home because I find that we're getting closer to doing a lot more of that than we should be. And I think it's not only selfish, since I'm occasionally a journalist and always a writer, that I realize that sometimes the hot breath comes a little too close for comfort. But it's a responsibility. One must protest for one's fellows.
Playwright Edward Albee, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Edward Albee was one of the Penn writers petitioning the Chinese government to release jailed writers in China. This is PRI.